We are as much a party to our own care as they are. As I told an assembled group about the patient experience, unless you hear me, I do not hear you. While that statement in and of itself seems to say I am, or us patients are, obstinate, we often know the best way forward with our own care. And we need to make our voices, our opinions, our questions known and heard. We are living the life of cancer, we are grappling mentally and physically with lives that probably did not have room for cancer. How we approach our own care, I believe, will help us heal. And I do think we need to approach it proactively from diagnosis onward. For a long time, people said the doctor knows best. In many ways, our oncologists and surgeons do. But they are not living in our bodies. They know the best course of treatment to make us cancer-free. However, many clinicians do not involve us, the individual, to help make us whole, although that is changing. Thus, we need to advocate for ourselves, to ask questions, seemingly dumb or very intelligent, to say slow down, to demand the clinician to better explain our medical conditions in language understandable to the layperson, to hear our fears and hopes, and listen to our concerns regarding life outside of the hospital walls. It is asking for suggestions and information for services that might not be medical per se but can also guide us in our healing. It is asking to be educated about realistic options and expectations for mental healing, as that often takes longer than physical healing. Don't be afraid to ask, to engage your team. These discussions, of treatments, medications, surgeries, therapies, dietetics, just to name a few, have a direct, measurable impact on individual patient outcomes, so says Rana Adish, MD. Engage, challenge and argue if you feel you must. Have your voice heard if you are physically and mentally capable. Doctors are trained to see the diagnosis, not us. As patients, we can return things to the personal, to the person, not the disease, through our questions, discussions, in short, proactive engagement. I advocate on behalf of patients, so our voices are not drowned out by the humming of technological medicine, behind leading questions or best practices. I ask healthcare teams to hear our stories with a view to becoming practitioners that treats me and everyone else, holistically. Treat the whole person, not the tumor. Thus, best practices are a starting point, not an endpoint for our care. It becomes the basis from which a healthcare team builds a path forward that is individualized and not institutionalized. One that requires and respects our voices. This article was published with permission from After Breast Cancer in the Great West Media Think Pink special feature. Click here to learn more about the organization After Breast Cancer.